This is Kevin Cogdill from Area Paranormal. You can find us on the web at www.areaparanormal.com or email us any evidence for analysis at areaparanormal@gmail.com. And you are listening to Ghostly Talk.
Oh, Attitude Seminar will be held August 26, 2006, at the Flagstaff Resort in Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania. This event will be hosted by Rick Bagheera, founder of Bergsee High Paranormal Association and TAPS Pennsylvania representative, along with TAPS Ghost Hunters EVP specialist Bill Lonero. You're all encouraged to bring in your EVP recordings for processing by Rick and Bill. This seminar will also be followed by a two-hour live performance by Bill's band, Lonero. Tickets are $75 per person. For more detailed information for this one-of-a-kind event, please visit www.evpor.com or www.myspace.com/EVP. And remember, if you don't like it, you can always...
Sunday, every regular Sunday. And it's just got a, it has a really regular name called Ghostly Talk. I have a really regular name called Scott L.
And I'm regularly named Doug.
And I'm Bonnie.
And we're, and this is the most bland, generic thing you'll ever hear in your entire life. That song you just heard was by one of my favorite local bands of all time, by a band named Forge. And they were nice enough to let us use their music. Great guys.
Them.
Steve Green's a great guy. Thanks, guys, for letting us use your stuff. Totally cool. I have to say, we have a really, really cool person here waiting on the line ever so patiently. And I have pushed the buttons this time, so you will hear him. Thank you, Bonnie. Doug, he nearly punched me last time. He got mad. I don't know what my problem is with that. I have every other button figured out, but I can't just push that one button for the guest. I don't know.
I'm watching now, so.
Do you want to do this one, Doug?
I can.
All right, you do this one. This one's all you.
Bro Perkins is a practicing psychic medium from Toronto, Canada, not too far from Ghostly Talk.
Mm.
He came out of... Oh, my. Can I read this? He came out of the closet with his psychic gifts in his early teenage years after suppressing highly traumatic visions for most of his childhood. In 2003, Bro was asked to allow Much Music Video and Sound Crew to follow him on a paranormal investigation he was doing for a private residence located in southern Ontario. Now, that's not too far from the
coast.
During that taping, an apparition of a little girl was filmed in a window, as well as EVP and technical malfunctions, which we're all familiar with.
Yeah.
Bro was able to give the first and last name of a little girl and the date that she died. The skeptical producer went down to the town library and pulled out records for that property. Sure enough, he found a death certificate for a four-year-old girl named... Can I say the name, Bro?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Named Gracie Lawrence from the exact dates Bro mentioned. The show was popular and rated one of Much Music's top 10 shows of the year and featured in January. Bro had been invited back on live to do readings on audience members and the famous band Alexis on Fire, a young punk metal band.
I love those guys.
Yeah.
I love that band, by the way. I meant to ask, I will mention that to you also, Bro.
So far, we've interrupted this
bio. We're
like
crushing
10
it.
Times. Transcripts for that show can be found on www.muchmusic.com. Bro has since appeared on CBC, other channels, radio, and interviewed in newspapers and magazines in Canada. And tonight, it's his turn on Ghostly Talk. Welcome, Bro, to Ghostly Talk.
Oh, thank you, Doug. I really love you, by the way. I've been listening to the show for since January, and I found it because one of my colleagues here in Toronto was listening to you, I think, on podcast or something to that effect.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know the internet sites that well, but I started listening, and I realized, oh, my God, they interview Mark Macy and all these people who who I love so much and work with. So I thought, oh, I've got to give them a call. By the way, the show that you mentioned, I asked for your address. I plan to send you a copy of That Much Music Special for you. Now, what's really interesting is when you mentioned how they showed Gracie's death card. At the moment of the host of the show showing the death card to the camera, later on in the studio, they picked up an EVP of a little girl shrieking.
Oh, my God.
And this is on their professional equipment?
This is on their professional, which was malfunctioning the whole damn time.
You know, okay, we go out in the field. Have you gone out in the field, like, just doing paranormal investigations or you know, like, ghost hunting like we do it? Or do you guys go on more focused kinds of things? And then how much other stuff have you seen malfunction in the field?
That's right. Well, I'm a psychic, so... I'm pretty boring to most of your viewers are, you know, people who are really into the investigation. I've been asked to go on investigations, and I take a humble tack on that. I'll just be there to give them what I see and hear. And I've witnessed the other researchers get some amazing things, like the one EVP that I sent you tonight, which came through my colleague John. JT is what we call him.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I've had... one resident in northern Ontario, I'm up and down all over the map, but we had a little baby in a carriage, not a carriage, but a car seat without wheels, and the thing started to move across the floor. And much like Peter James when he went to, what was that house where they got the scratches on them?
Oh, Sally House.
The baby was getting claw marks.
Yeah, it's a Sally House you're talking about.
Yeah, it was a Sally House. We spent the night there.
So we spent a few nights there, yeah. Spent a weekend there. Yeah, four nights there. That was a fun weekend. Well,
that's right.
So this baby, though, was getting scratched.
That's right. And I, you know, my impression is skeptical, of course. I was always looking for, well, because they had four kittens running around.
Oh, so you're like, hello.
That's right. That's right. But these scratches began to appear on this poor child, and the carriage actually moved in front of us while we were all in the kitchen.
Oh, my goodness. How many, I mean, this is going to sound funny, but how many scratches, you said scratches in plural, how many scratches did this child actually get?
Well, they would appear in little marks of three or two, and they would go, like, down the back. And it because the child, you think, is it scratching itself, but its arms weren't long enough to go all the way down its back or down its side like that, you know, and they can't reach its back.
Yeah.
We're talking about it like it's a chameleon, like it's a, I don't know, iguana or something. Poor little
baby,
child
baby.
Is an it, yes. But so the baby had, obviously it wouldn't consciously try and scratch him or herself, but what did you sense anything? Were you able to help that family?
Yes, yeah, and eventually they ended up moving out. I said, you have to get out of here because there were two entities there, a child and a older gentleman from... the thing about Canada is we don't have a lot of history here. We're only, like, 200 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So there aren't very many great hauntings, which is why anytime you guys want to invite me down, I'll come to one with you. But
we have some good ones. Yeah.
That would be great. But there's not that many amazing stories here. I mean, it was just the guy who was a very abusive kind of fellow in life, and I guess he didn't cross over because... when someone is very abusive or lives a life that is very negative, it makes it very difficult for them to proceed to almost a higher plane. I want to stress that my type of work and what my group does isn't so much ghost hunting. I heard some EVPs from the 6 o'clock show tonight. They were amazing, by the way.
Oh, thanks. Well, we can thank Dave for that. Was, yeah, it wasn't us.
It was all Dave.
That was Dave.
And, he's one of we've got many ghost hunters throughout the country running around and doing their work, and they're invited back on, you know, whenever they have anything to present, they're allowed to come on Ghostly Talk and present it, and hopefully it you know, allows people to talk about the stuff and know that people are out there doing this work and gathering this body of evidence. That
I agree. I think that's wonderful, and it's more in the States than it is in Canada, and that's one of the reasons why I try to do what I do. But anyway, my EVPs that I sent to you tonight are really from not so much ghosts, but as I said, we're really going above and beyond to these almost etheric planes. This is where we focus our attention because of, you know, as I'll say later, we'll get into how we got into this, which was almost miraculous in and of itself.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing that we talked about. Well, go ahead, Doug.
Before we do that, I want to ask again about the child, the baby, the infant.
Are you still on that, Doug?
Because it bothers me. Here's what I want to know. Okay, infants are usually quite immune. They have natural immune systems that are stronger than adults, and they can usually get through a lot of stuff. They're, you know, they're still growing. They can repair a lot more if there's damage, that kind of thing. And their immunity is quite high. They have to get the right, you know, proper nutrients. You have to take care of your baby, but you know, it's still they're thought to be more protected than an adult or a young adult. And is that not necessarily true spiritually, or are they like, because if this thing was being attacked, you know, physically by something that's scratching it, it sounds like it was an easy target, and I don't like to think of infants as easy spiritual targets, and so I'm wondering,
well, that's why the parents have to be responsible, and I think human beings have to start being a lot more responsible to the implications of spiritual reality. I don't believe in evil. I believe in ignorance.
Mm. Okay.
And I believe that, and don't worry, Doug, I'm not going to lambaste you. But I do believe in, for instance, if you're implying that most children would be immune to this kind of thing, I wasn't. I lived in a house that was 130 years old in Montreal. That's where I grew up, and that was absolute hell. And you know the overall theme, that kind of cold, dank feeling when you watch The Sixth Sense, they filmed it in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
This was my life every day of a childhood, and you should have seen the pictures they put of me on CBC of when I was the same age as the little Cole in The Sixth Sense, because I had the same big glasses, you know what I mean, and the same little teeth and everything. I just looked identical. And this baby could have very well been sensitive. But as I said, there was a young child on the property as well, who seemed to be maybe jealous of the baby, or I didn't get the details too much. I just was telling them to move, because I'm like you, Doug, when there's a child at risk, you know, my arms go up and I'm like, okay, this is not going to happen.
Yeah,
right.
there's too much room for error. Well, I don't want to say error, but risk.
To hell with our investigations and our curiosity. Let's just get this poor child out of here.
And they did the right thing, and they got out of the situation. And that's very responsible of the adults. I'm glad the parents, they did that. So good job helping them.
Now, we held a physical circle. I'm sorry to interrupt, but
no, that's all right.
Back to me. We held a circle there in the dark, and we got the smell of roses come through, and the smell of candy canes. That are so, and when you get a smell come through when you're doing some kind of a seance or whatever, it's more pungent than any smell you could smell on Earth. Have any of you had this experience before?
Train wreck site.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Incense.
We get the smell of church incense at the train wreck site, and the thing is people go, oh, you know, it could have been anything. No. And I tell them, no, it is a pungent smell, and that's exactly what I say.
Can't you?
Mm-hmm. It's very, very, very prevalent. You know that you are smelling something that's not supposed to be there.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, that does happen. Like Doug said, that's the number one place I know that I've experienced. I mean, there's been other places we've been to where, you might be able to smell this, and I think when somebody, it's like EVPs, you contaminate something like that. It's like, well, now I smell it. It could be somebody's cigarette for all we know that we're smelling. But those, if you're, you know, if you said you guys were having an actual circle when you smelled these scents.
That's right.
So they were manifested.
We got some amazing stuff happen. The room was pretty dim, but it was still a little bit of street light coming in. And I prefer to do it in the pitch black, but it actually served us to do it this way, because in the circle, we had a massive circle of like 10, 15 people. And one of my investigators, Shelley, was on the other side of the room holding hands with the two homeowners, these two women who, what it was is two very small houses on one property.
Mm-hmm.
So they're neighbors that were experiencing this haunting together. And what we had was this black figure flew between them, and we all saw it on our side of the circle, but they didn't see it because it came behind them. We saw it coming up behind them, and as soon as it went between them and came out into their peripheral view, both girls ducked and shrieked without us saying a thing. So you have so many witnesses seeing the same thing. It can't be, what do they call it, hypnosuggestive or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Playing tricks on your mind.
Yeah.
Right.
Ooh, that creeps me out.
So young folks, okay, they're not necessarily immune, okay. I was hoping that infants may be, but evidently sometimes we have to do the smart thing and you know, get out.
Yeah.
Protect them at all costs. But young folks, you said you grew up absolutely in this state that you didn't understand, being able to experience these horrific scenes and horrific situations. And how did you end up coping? How did you end up becoming what seems to be, I mean, we've only talked for 23 minutes, but you seem to be reasonably well-adjusted and at ease with what's happening now. But there had to be the initial time. You know, here's why I'm asking.
I have a lot of friends.
Well, here's why I'm asking. This is the age of the indigo child, right?
Yeah.
This is the age where people are reporting more and more children with these abilities.
Abilities.
The adults
really
just don't understand.
We can't call them psychic anymore, can we?
I know.
There's so many different types.
I know. It's very difficult. And labeling things is extremely difficult. I even asked what the president of the American Psychological Association, I don't know, whoever he was, he and I asked him, I said, well, classify these ghosts for us. And he goes, oh, no, can't. I have my own classification. That's enough. And I thought, well, I wish you would have perhaps thought about trying to, but that's okay. the thing is, we've got these abilities, and we're just now seeing them show up more and more according to this indigo child phenomenon. Parents and children must be confused at the moment. What are we all going through? What are they all going through? I didn't go through it, but what did you go through? How did you cope? Do you have anything to share with folks who are going through a situation like that?
Well, the first realization I made, I had come into the realization that I was psychic. I knew what psychic was, and I was doing it my whole life. For example, when in Montreal, when we finally moved out of that damn house, which I couldn't get any sleep. Every night was a nightmare for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you see Patricia Arquette play Alison Dubois on TV. Did you see the Mad TV skit they did where her husband strangles her?
Did she give an actual, look other than mild surprise?
It's a funny skit if you can.
But I gotta catch it.
But anyway, growing up, we finally moved out of this house, and we moved to a suburb of Montreal that's called Saint-Lazare. Very beautiful place, lots of trees. And it's very French up there, you know. They don't even let you name your kids English names right now. There's a
wow.
lot of laws.
Oh, wow.
That's why we left Quebec, but... aside from that, our teacher was reading us a French book, and all the kids were sitting on a carpet around her, and she was in her chair, and this book was old. It looked like it weighed 6 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And I went into what I call a trance, and I only call it a trance because I was just in that really relaxed state where you start to drool almost.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking up at her, and I just, the words fell out of my mouth, "You're having a baby." And she dropped her book on some kid's head.
Oh, my goodness.
She took me in the hallway, and she said, because I was new to this school, and I was very quiet, always have been, and she said, "Bro, I'm not angry at you. You're not in trouble, but, you know, I became a teacher because I love kids, and my husband and I can't have them." And she said, "You know, today we found out I'm pregnant, and you ruined the surprise."
Oh.
That's when the reputation started. No one ever told me I'm psychic. All the teachers looked at me sideways, saying he's got a gift and things. Which later, you know, led to so many other events. But I came into it when I was, I'd say, about 15 years old. I was leaving a high school, and on my last day at this particular school, I took some pictures with friends of mine. And we had left the film in the camera for a couple of years or something, you know, like a while. And later on, I took the film out and exposed it to light accidentally, trying to fiddle with it, trying to give it to my parents to develop it. And I was really, you know, upset because all my pictures didn't turn out, most of them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
This one photo shows up, which I had sent to you guys through the email, and maybe you could put it on your site for your listeners.
We're looking at it right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And it's so strange because if you look, Doug, the light's coming from above this lady, as you can tell the shadow on her neck, yet how come her hair's not lit up?
No, we're talking about the picture of the are you referring to the ITC picture, or did you send another photo that I haven't received? I haven't checked my email yet.
It should be a little picture of a lady in a blue dress.
Okay, we got the right one. That's what we're looking at right now. Mm-hmm. Before you go on, bro, everybody who's listening, all right, on our site, if you go to the photo, I put this up on the site for you already, bro. Okay. If you go to the photos section, I have it right up. As soon as you click the photos link, the first picture, it says Bro Perkins focus photo called Laren. Is it Laron or Laron?
Laren. Laren, you got it exactly right.
Okay, so I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I want to make sure people can see this photo while we're talking about it.
It's an incredible picture because I was seeing a psychologist at the time for having these night visions where as soon as I would lay in bed, I'd get these faces, and I know that all three of you in the studio there have had this and still have this where you're going to sleep at night and you see a face behind your closed eyelids.
Oh, God.
And they're people you don't know, and the reason why you're getting more of it is because as you draw attention to the paranormal, you're developing your own psychic perceptions, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And you all know that anyway. But now, I was trying to convince this poor guy, I won't say his name because his professionality is at risk here in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially now that he comes to me for reading. Yeah. But he was saying, you're not schizophrenic, you know, because the medication doesn't work on you. The test we've done is not, you're just not schizophrenic. You may have some personality problems, but other than that,
hey, who doesn't?
Anyway, this proved it, because I have physical, now it's not just in my mind, it's not here on photographs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so that's what turned me on to the whole possibility of being a psychic. Because we all, you know, a lot of people, I hear it all the time. Oh, I'm not saying I'm psychic, but I've had this experience. I said, well, yes, you are.
I think a lot of people have abilities that are locked away that don't surface, but once in a great while. And
yeah.
And so they tend to suppress it, and that's probably what's wrong with a lot of us, is that we're suppressing our own abilities.
Mm-hmm.
But in this photo, what is this a picture of? It looks like I obviously see the lady and I see the interesting lighting, but I don't understand what it's a picture of again.
By the way, if your listeners, if anyone out there does photo stuff, please call me or I'll send the negative. They'll do whatever to get it analyzed. But at first, I'll be honest with you, I didn't believe my eyes. I thought someone took a picture of a television set or something weird.
Mm-hmm.
No one can see where she is, but when you look at the physical photo, because as you can see, I took a picture with a digital camera of the picture. I didn't scan it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So if you were to have the scan, which I don't have on me, you'd see that she's almost sitting behind a pew, like as if she's in a church somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It gives the feel that she's in some kind of building. Now, no one really ever knows. I don't know. It's hard to tell because it's pitch black.
Mm. Who took this photo?
As I said, I think my parents. No. My teachers were taking photos of my class with my camera because they were taking all the kids' cameras and they'd say, "Okay, take a picture of my group of friends," and they'd do it for us, you know.
So. And that's
this picture actually. This is not of anything. In other words, this didn't get mixed in. You see what I mean? This is a completely independent photo. There's nothing. It was a bright, sunny day outside the day that picture was taken.
What number in sequence was this photo? Like, was this like 14 out of 20? Or I mean,
I think it was within the first four, I believe. I'm not sure.
Okay, but it wasn't the first.
No.
Hmm.
So you've got a couple, a photo or two or three of happy kids. Outside, they're excited because they're getting out of school, right?
Yeah.
And snap, snap, happy, happy. And then this, and then more photos of happy kids, snap, snap, right?
Yeah, it seemed after this one is when the roll seemed to really get exposed to light. My theory is that when the first flash of light hit the film, and again, I don't know why I did that. I still don't know why. I just took it out almost on instinct.
Mm-hmm.
It seems that this photo appeared, and the rest are just red film because it's been totally destroyed. But I do have the negatives in the roll. I can probably send it to you guys. I'd love for you to see that.
Just the offer of having the negatives is enough proof for me because most people don't say, oh, and I have the negatives. You know, they're like, hey. This is really bizarre.
It is.
There's another interesting one that they're talking about in our forums at ghostlytalk.com of a a photo that went awry. One of the things, though, they're talking about it is the I think that was a Polaroid, and they're talking about the, you know, the light leaking and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Even if light would have leaked, do you know this woman?
No, I've never met her in person, but she's the face I've been seeing since I was young in my bedroom at night.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
So this is, I mean, this is in a way, it's following you, it seems. I mean,
she calls herself a spirit guide.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, and she when my first earliest experience with her was, I was very young, and you guys will laugh at this, my favorite movie was Ghostbusters. All the toys of Ghostbusters. So I'd sit in my room alone playing with my toys, and I figured one day, because I watched, you know, Reading Rainbow, The Elephant Show, these things were on TV back then, and you know Sharon, Lois, and Bram from The Elephant Show.
Mm-hmm.
Now this woman appears and says, hi, my name's Laren. So I start calling her Sharon because I didn't like the name Laren.
Oh, okay.
4-year-old, 5-year-old.
Mm.
So she would appear, and one time I saw this woman, my mom, in my bedroom doing laundry, and then I look over, and my mom's sitting in the living room with me watching TV, and I look back, and it's not my mom in my room. And I freaked out at age about 7 or 8.
Oh, my goodness. And
this is all prior to moving out of that damn house, as I call it.
Well, and I mean, this, like you said, this photo is astonishing in that, right? I mean, if you, like Doug kind of mapped it out for us. I mean, you have a few photos of, you know, happy, happy, happy kids, you know, they're getting out of school, they're excited, the summer's here, and then you have this.
Well, then they have this, and then they have red, because by then the rest of the roll was kaput. I mean, look what it went through.
This obviously was a film camera. It was an analog-type camera, right?
Yes, it was. This was before digital was popular. Now, I have to stress to you guys, for some reason, at the time, I've never heard of ITC. I never heard of images on film. So I kept this photo for many years just kind of to myself, thinking no one would really believe. But I later on in life discovered about ITC and Mark Macy and the images and things, so it all started to make sense. But around me, as I said, with this much music video, we caught this apparition on tape. How many ghost shows do we see that are amazing, but you never catch anything really appear physically on tape?
Mm-hmm.
We got a little girl, and she's standing in this window, and at the time that we were shooting the B-roll outside this house, there were no kids, no one inside, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And the curtain moved.
Wow.
And then you guys shot the photo.
And we didn't see it at the time we were taping.
That was in the Much Music video.
Okay, all right.
Much Music, by the way, if you go to, that's like the MTV of Canada? Right. And is that part of City TV?
Or yes, it is.
Okay. Here's the thing. If you go to Toronto and you get in a hotel room, there's like one channel, and it's called City TV. There's no other channels even worth watching because you find the City TV channel, and you don't even want to go, like, eat or go out or do anything, because I'm telling you, this channel is just absolutely totally amazing. I went to Toronto once in the past, like, I don't know, 7 or 8 years, and, well, 3 times in the past 7 or 8 years, but only once I was actually able to, like, had time to watch TV, and I turned on the TV, and that ruined my whole weekend. I was there watching City TV the whole weekend. And
that's okay, Doug. I predict you're coming up again soon.
I hope so. I have to. Well, what the best thing about the Detroit area
is we're right there.
Is we're like 4 hours from Toronto,
mm-hmm.
4.5 hours from Chicago, and 5.5 hours from Indianapolis. And
yeah, we got a pretty good. We're in a
pretty
good location.
We're like in a central location. Yes,
that's right.
The
big Erie Lake.
Hey, we have what's its name? Bessie. Bessie swims
and
that
we
lake.
Have Ogopogo up in Canada.
You have you have Ogopogo. We also have Mishi Pishwi.
With these goopy names.
And how does he remember them?
What was that, bro?
He's probably lost about 10 listeners now.
Who's your lake monster?
Yeah, that's what I'm lake monster.
We got lake monsters.
Well, we were kind of leaning, and one of the things you do work with. All right, laugh break. Bye. All right, everybody laugh. Everybody get it out of their system. All right.
It's going so well.
Everybody.
It's okay. I'm only a Canadian.
Oh.
Oh, don't listen to the archives where we talk about Kyle.
Oh, yeah, he takes a beating.
Well, I didn't know they existed till now.
All right, Kyle, everybody feel better now?
We love Kyle.
I do. Kyle's absolutely awesome.
Great, yeah, that's our Canadian field reporter, by the way, bro. We do have a Canadian field reporter.
In Windsor.
In Windsor, yeah.
He considers himself very, very Americanized, yet he still has the, you know, the Canadian...
He's got a Canadian accent.
Yeah, totally.
Amazing. Uh-huh. Fascinating photo, though. One of the things that we, you know, we talked yesterday for a little while, bro. I mean, we had a phone conversation, which was really great. And you did mention Mark Macy already. You brought up Mark Macy and that, you know, you discovered his work a while back also. And I told you on the phone that Mark Macy was... One of the people that have come on this show that have been nice enough to come here and talk to us that I really think changed the direction of the work we were doing as researchers. He really had that much of an impact on us. And you have now you work with IT, the group that you work with. You said that they work with a lot of ITC stuff also. I was wondering if I could get a feel for what, because one thing is, I would like to know what a psychic's role in ITC really is, because you work as a psychic primarily, but you have these interests in ITC also. Am I correct?
That's right, because my grandfather was a nuclear engineer, my German grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have this scientific aspect to me, which is why I was arguing with my psychologist about being crazy.
Okay.
I was going to study astrophysics, so it was a big leap for me to be doing, 4 readings a day, 5 days a week right now in my life, for people who are 3 times my age.
Mm-hmm.
I'm only 22, and I started when I was 16.
Yeah, no, I noticed that you were only 22 years old, and you've been working on this for a very long time, for a person your age.
Oh, my gosh, they still have Reading Rainbow on when you were a kid. They had it on when I was a kid.
I thought that show was new.
No.
And we only get those. Anyway, we don't get those TV.
Okay, how about Polka Dot Door? Did they have that?
But they never said my damn name.
Okay.
I don't even know what the heck you guys are talking about. I've heard of the shows.
Ancient shows, yeah.
I was busy watching the Transformers and stuff, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
They're coming
out. They have a new movie coming out next year.
I know. I saw the thing for it. I was like, wow, neat. I am looking forward to that. But you do work with this ITC stuff, you said, and it's obviously it's a big subject of interest here. What's some of the stuff that you guys have, now, one thing I want to mention to you, bro, you sent me over 4 files, okay? And I think I emailed you back. Because 2 of the files, they were just, like, basically, like, static. There was, like, nothing on there. It was, like, just the levels were through the roof, and it was static. So I had the first 2 that you sent me, all right, if you want to play those. Unfortunately, I don't have the last 2, though, okay?
All right. Well, I'll tell my story very succinctly.
Sure. All right.
It's huge. I didn't get into ITC. It got into me. As you hear, I've been getting these photos, like the one of Laren, my spirit guide, but I also had radios turning up and down around me. At the time that I did that much music special in 2003, I still didn't know what ITC was. This is still fairly new to me. Yet ITC things were happening, because while we were doing recording on that show, the producer was getting someone calling his name into his headset when all the mics were off.
Oh, my goodness.
So now this is in real time, not on... ITC and EVP are different, because EVP you have to play it back to hear, whereas ITC is when you're speaking in real time.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, all of these things started to happen to me, and when I was on TV in Canada, a lovely girl, 29 years old, came to me for a reading because she was searching for a psychic who didn't charge an arm and a leg.
Mm-hmm.
And that's me. So she showed up, and I did a reading on her that she calls phenomenal. I just call it, paranormal. But she came back a few times, and we felt this connection. And we were starting to hang out. And this is big, because you have to understand something about how I work, is I never, ever befriend my clients.
Mm-hmm.
They're a different type of friend. I love my clients, for all of you listening, but I never befriend them. Because you can't get it. Once you get personal with a person, not only do they find out all your problems and they'll never come back to you again for advice.
but then you're also front-loaded.
Yeah.
That's right.
You could be front-loaded, and you could know things about them and just be pulling from that. And you have to know that you're getting it from external intelligences.
It's just easier for me that way, yeah.
And it's easier, yeah.
That's right. So this girl comes to me, and we start seeing the number 22 everywhere. And we don't tell each other about this. But the 22s, we're not just seeing it everywhere, we're also getting coincidences with it. And I'll get into those a little later. I finally confronted her and said, I know you're seeing them too. And she goes, yeah. Oh my God, I thought I was going crazy. You have to understand, we were seeing them so frequently that you'd actually, you'd never been sick of a number in your life. This was every, you'd wake up with it, you'd go to sleep. We were even seeing it behind our closed eyelids, speaking of those faces that appear in things, right? I got a message saying that there's another character in the city, possibly a man, who's seeing the same thing and having experiences with it, and we'd meet him by springtime. This is all last year. And so, during one of my readings, for a lovely girl who works at the CBC, who saw me on a documentary there, I saw the number 22 in her reading. I saw it in a weird way. I was actually a little bored because we had been doing a reading for almost 2 hours, so I looked at my clock, and it was 2:22.
Oh.
Anyway, but I said this, okay, and this must be appearing to you, and her jaw dropped, and she said, in fact, her and her friend, JT, had been seeing 22, and JT had an online blog. At this time, I was keeping track of it on an online blog as well, so this is all documented on the Internet. And I emailed JT as soon as I got that the reading finished. And, you know, imagine being JT, you get this email from the stranger saying, I have information about the numbers you've been seeing. You must have thought he was in some kind of conspiracy. So we worked together for a while, and coincidences led up to us realizing that something wanted us to experiment with EVP and ITC through messages that I was getting. Because I was like kind of like the translator. Before we knew how to use the recorders and the speakers, I was the speaker.
Oh.
And
okay.
So.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes total sense.
You'd have to do, yeah.
Yeah, well, see, it's not a real glamorous answer to your question, what good is a psychic with ITC, but yeah, I'm just a speaker.
Well, bro, I have to say that, I mean, if you look at a lot of the documented cases in the work of ITC, there always had to be some type of mediumship involved there to make it work.
That's right.
Yeah. So it makes perfect sense to me.
It does, but you can't say that when you're involved in a group with three or more people. If anyone claims that they have the abilities that's making it work, you get disharmony.
Right, and you can't have disharmony and do these things.
Okay, all right. Right.
It's a contact field between three people which makes ITC work, three or more people, from what we've been able to gather. Now, we were starting with EVPs. Now, the two clips that I gave you, one of which is an EVP, which is fairly recent, and it's a girl saying, in spirit. And that's JT who captured that. The other clip that you have is a phone message which appeared on my business phone for the Afterlife Research Center as an urgent message without a call. Just showed up out of nowhere.
Okay.
We had a lot of toying around with our phones. Anita was getting, the other girl who was involved in this, was getting a lot of text messages in impossible places within her phone. In other words, you know, when you dial a number, she would get a text message in a dialed numbers.
Oh,
so like as you're dialing the number and it's showing, you know, 4-1, you know, all these numbers, and then all of a sudden, beep, 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 there'd be some letters in there?
Yeah, you can, you can't have that. It can't happen like that in the phone as far as she understands. And she would lock it, you see, to save that so that we could look back on it later, and then when we look back on it, it would be changed. So all of these phone things. Now, on the phone message I got, you hear this man who I perceive to have a German accent shouting out all of history.
All of history.
All
let's
of history.
Hear both of them.
Can we listen to these, bro?
Right
can,
now?
Can we listen to these,
no,
bro?
No, no, no. No one wants to hear that.
Yes, they do.
I want to hear them. Turn up his volume so he can hear them.
Okay, yeah. We're going to let you hear these, too.
Okay.
All right. His volume is on. They just want to hear the description of it.
Well, yeah. we'll play the first one that you mentioned. Is that cool, or do you want to play the phone message first?
No, so the first one.
Play it in order.
Play it in order. Okay, we'll play it in order. Here's the first one.
That's exactly what it says.
Well, yeah.
Pretty plainly.
Yeah.
And if I may ask, I don't know if you know this or not, do you know what this was recorded on, bro?
A brand new toy that JT is so proud of. He puts it in his display picture instead of his newborn baby. I don't know the name of the brand, but it's a new recording device, digital recorder.
Digital recorder.
My digital recorder that
it's really clear. Well, it's really clear sounding. First of all, let's listen to this one more time. You hear the phrase in spirit. Now, we did a bit of front-loading there, but that's all right. I mean, it sounds really clear to me. I mean, what do you think, Doug?
Absolutely clear.
It is really clear. Let's play, we're going to play it one more time, bro, all right?
Yes, yeah.
It almost sounds as if the child says the phrase in spirit, and It sounds like a female to me. It could be a little boy. Who knows? But the child sounds like they begin to, like, almost cry at the end of the audio clip. I'm going to play it one more time, okay? Let me do it one more time. It's kind of like me, you know, after when I have to go to work, I start I start whining, you know. You had something to say about that, though, bro. What was that?
Yeah, JT gets phenomenal results.
Mm-hmm.
He is a fantastic, and he's not someone who's spiritual per se. Or, you see, it wasn't like we got into this because we wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
It found us, and we got, let me tell you something else. We were getting Bill O'Neill's Spiracom, the mechanical voice. It was coming through our speakers on shortwave radio, and we were able to talk back and forth with it. JT is going to call you and come on your show and share those with you, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
JT is more welcome to come on here and talk to us about this also.
Oh, definitely.
I'd like to discuss this with him. Do we want to move on to the phone message, bro?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Let's give this a shot. Here we go.
That was on your phone?
Yeah.
Do play it again.
Okay. I'm going to play it one more time, and I'm going to turn the volume way up. Well, not way up, but up.
And the beep at the very end, is that like the end of the phone message?
Yeah, because it ended so quickly. The snap that you hear is so characteristic of EVP recordings and things.
Mm-hmm.
But the beep is because it ended so fast. In order to play it on loop, I would have to keep pressing 1 so it repeats the message.
Ah.
Okay.
We were recording into a laptop with that.
Was this an answering machine or like a phone voicemail system?
Yeah, they left it on my voicemail on my answering machine.
And so it doesn't have a corresponding physical tape anywhere, though.
Not that I can tell. What do you mean by that? Oh, yes, a voicemail on the cell phone, yes.
Yeah, it doesn't
have a tape.
Right, so it was recorded into some big company's voicemail recording system or whatever.
That's right. And this is we were getting a lot of... we would get spooked because, you know, if we get a call from China or telemarketers and the number would be 111, we'd look at each other sideways thinking it's ITC. We made a few mistakes sometimes, so we really, by the time this came through, we were super skeptical.
Mm-hmm.
But we just can't find any other explanation, and there's stories behind each of these things. Like, for example, all of history was recorded the week that we were doing some research. Mark Macy's website is funny because it's so disorganized that every time you go on, you never know what you're going to find.
It's true. It's a huge website. Yes.
If I get bored and I want an adventure, I go on World ITC. I found that technician or librarian, the higher being who was talking about predictions one time, mm-hmm. predicted 20 years ago that in the future, and this is a verbatim, it says, in the not-too-distant future, there will be an organization not unlike the United Nations that will be formed to deal with all things research around ITC and mm-hmm. unite all the researchers, and that it's not important to say what this agency would be called. That week that we found that message, we had already been planning and calling ourselves the United Nations for ITC,
no.
and we're working on a project, and our company is Afterlife Research Center, which translates to ARC, A-R-C, mm-hmm. agency.
So you guys.
Then we found that message, and then we got that phone message that same week.
Wow.
Well, that sounds like it's meant to be. And this is. It does sound like a German voice,
mm-hmm.
Or something speaking German. Have you translated? Have you been able to figure out what it says? Or
not really.
Okay.
We're still very small. That's why I wanted to take this quick opportunity that I was given a message before, prior to coming on the show,
mm-hmm.
That the reason why I'm on this show, and I don't even know why sometimes, but the reason why is because there are people listening who have had some experiences with these numbers,
mm-hmm.
and they're supposed to contact us and work with us.
Well, we're happy to be the mediator on that.
Oh, yeah.
We're happy to help out in any way with that sort of thing.
Yes. But
It's an amazing piece of audio right there, both of those pieces of audio.
Speaking of contacting you, it's through the email, right?
My website, I couldn't afford to pay the damn domain name, so I lost it.
So we all go through the...
We just email you.
The gmail.com mm-hmm. email address?
Yeah.
I don't have a life. I'll just write right back right away.
it's bro.perkins, B-R-O-U-G-H, period, Perkins, P-E-R-K-I-N-S, at gmail.com.
That's right.
Okay. So people contact Bro if you have any, you know, questions about this, or if you need to contact him.
And if you want to book readings or anything they want, really, I'm there. Like I said, I don't have a life. This is my life now.
Well, that sounds really great on that, too. I mean, Bro Perkins, like I said, email him. What's the email address again?
Bro, B-R-O-U-G-H.
Something's happening in here. My brain, my brain waves just kind of slowed down to
it's
like.
It's because you've only eaten
oatmeal
all day as I'm burning out. Well, speaking of readings, though, Bro, I was going to ask you this. We talked about this kind of briefly yesterday. We talked about maybe doing some readings. Do you not want to do that, or is that something you may want to try?
Well, there's only 7 minutes left.
Let's do some readings. I'll try, but I'll tell people. The way mediumship and psychic ability works, I think there are a lot of mediums out there who are very gifted today, but the problem is they don't know when to say, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And there are things that sometimes if I don't see anything, I don't see anything. But I thought it would be cool if your chat room's busy, if anyone wants to ask a question through the chat about their life or about the subject, or about me, they can.
Can I ask you a question, Bro?
Oh, seriously, stop whining.
Can I ask you a question,
I think
Bro,
we
please?
Have somebody who really,
please
really,
let
really
him ask a question.
Requires mediumship.
May I ask you a question about, well, I mean, can I just, I don't know how I go about doing that, or do you want somebody from the chat room? It's cool with me either way, Bro.
Well, let's do both, yeah.
All right, well, let's start with me then.
Well, you are so lucky to be a co-host of
yeah,
this
I
show.
Am.
Yes, you are.
Well, how do we want to approach this, Bro?
Do you ask, would somebody ask a question, or...
Not a general one, because then I'd have to go 2 hours into it.
Yeah.
Right, we got, 1 minute each, so let's go. A nice question from Scott L.
Future...
Hey, Scott, was there a time when your girlfriend and you've been together for a few years now, right?
Only 1 year, just well, a little
one
under
year.
A year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it the last one then that lived very far away? There's a distance thing somewhere. You're not able to see someone often.
Well, yeah. There is a lot of distance. Yeah.
Hello. There's the couple of them already.
What's that? What are you talking about?
We had the one and then now.
Okay, all right.
Long distance thing is a tradition.
I don't know if
you.
This is your ex relationship, but there's there was some, you know, it's like I hear them telling you it's not that it's not working out. It's not so cliche, but it's as if it gets sort of blamed and you just have to sort of shrug and walk away, like they just fall apart under you.
Mm-hmm.
This one won't be like that.
Oh, I know it won't be like that.
This one is marriage. I won't say when I see proposal.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I have to, in all honesty, you're going to make me tear up, Bro. Stop that. This is what they always have.
You feel a connection with this one that you haven't with anyone. And that's not a general statement. You've talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
It works. And she doesn't have the same interests necessarily, but she has the same projection. You see, problem with your past ones is when you fail to plan, you're planning to fail. You weren't going anywhere with them.
Mm-hmm.
This one, you have plans to do things. You make trips together. You are committed. I feel around, I thought I saw something about her dad, so I don't know if she's very close with him or if she had a terrible relationship, like he wasn't around, but there's big father stuff there, and you're definitely not playing daddy to her.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely not. You can't replace him. But there's a connection there with him, and there's two similarities in your family history. Her family history, people served in military.
We're not cousins or anything, are we? Oh, God. That's all I need right now, Bro. Don't do that to me.
I've got clients who are, so...
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
It's okay, but you both have military history in your family.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like uncles or something like that.
Okay. I think,
what were you going to ask me?
I can't remember anything right now. I'm pretty done right now. I think you kind of, I mean, in a good way, Bro, I think you kind of fried me.
Yeah, and you cost me money, thanks. Because if there's something coming up, I'm going to have to run a tug, blah, 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 blah.
It's going to
suck.
Boy, Doug, I'm and it's friends like you, Doug, to make me proud to be alive. Take this beautiful thing we had going here, you stomp all over it. Like it was a bag of dog poop or something. My God.
Oh, wow.
It's All right, I'm just joking. Well, let's try it. We do have a few minutes.
I would be very, very happy to celebrate.
Yeah, do it after the fact.
In the chat room, did someone in the chat room lose a mother or something that they're asking about?
No one's asking about anything yet.
Okay. Are they still just talking trash? Is that
about me?
About all of us?
Well, Tom's saying Amber's going to love
if they're hearing me, though. I'm sorry about that interrupting. I just had to get it out.
No, it's okay. It's all right. It's okay.
If someone in there has a Mary or an M-A-R mother who passed away, see if anyone answers.
Okay.
Grandmother.
We'll just sit here and wait patiently. Well, we're on a delay.
Yeah, we're on like a, 60-second delay.
Yeah, something like that. So that's all right, though. Well, Bonnie's actually typing it, though.
Okay.
Bonnie's typing it to expedite the service. Yeah.
Because wherever that person may be, the message for the one who's in the chat room, I think it might be a male, like a guy. I don't know if his name's Rob or Richard or something in the chat. Anyway, or that could be another family member of his. It's hard when names come fast. There's an issue of someone coming up with a cancer in the family. Someone's going to have it, but the outcome is positive. It's not going to be a death or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But they get worried when they find out someone has cancer.
Mm.
It'll be a positive outcome, though.
Well, what I think we should do with that
that's
is...
That's a bad news and a good news kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Whoever's in the chat room, all right, what Bro has been talking about, if this matches up, why don't you email Bro? Again, his email address is bro, B-R-O-U-G-H dot Perkins, P-E-R-K-I-N-S, at gmail.com. Email him.
Yeah, if it means something to you, provide some validation and perhaps a thank you to Bro. Bro, what's coming up for you? What's next in your life?
Oh, God, I don't know. I just am trying to work day to day, but I'm doing a possibility is if you go to consciousmedianetwork.com, there's these wonderful people who have a website that they show videos with today's greatest speakers for free. And I've got Mark Macy trying to get on that site. I've hooked him up with it, and I'll be on the site for an interview possibly and in the fall.
Excellent.
If I can get my butt out to Vancouver.
Is there any possibility of you coming down to like the Windsor area for anything?
Oh,
anytime going on?
You want.
Oh, okay.
Well, there you go.
Well, that's easy.
We'll just email you. We'll just email you and show up here. Here's where you need to be at. We'll show up.
Texas Road or something.
Unfortunately. Well, go ahead, Bro.
The thing that we do with psychics like this, the readings, you get the real good ones when someone takes some time on a person. So the next show that we do, we should have someone in the studio with me, and I'll do a reading if they volunteer for it. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Interesting. I think we might do something
like
that.
We might have to do something like that. I didn't mean to cram like the last 7 minutes of trying to do something like that either. I have to be honest with you. It was curiosity like it always is, Bro, and I have to say I'm a little shaky right now.
I just see you driving all the time for an ex relationship all the time. Like you barely were you unable to see someone? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Stupid.
Well, yeah.
Not anymore though. Now he's
greener pastures are ahead.
We are celebrating his happiness. You guys, it's 9:00.
We're not celebrating that, though.
We're not celebrating that it's 9:00. We have to say thank you so much, Bro Perkins. Please hang on the line.
Yeah, stay on the line, Bro.
Okay, hang on the line, Bro. But we do have to close the show. Make way for
John Zaffis. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, John Zaffis.
David Rodriguez. I always want to say I want to be like a boxing announcer when I say his name. David Rodriguez. Ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you to all the artists that provided music for the show.
Yes, thank you guys. Always people that send the music. We can't thank you enough for helping us out, and we hope we're helping you guys out too in return.
Remember, next week, no ghostly talk. If there's something up, it'll be an archive.
Yeah,
you guys. Thank you for listening. We have to close the show. Make room for the next absolutely wonderful show on this wonderful stream. With that, this has been Ghostly Talk. I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
And I'm Bonnie.
Bye.
I need to go someplace where a man can think. Listen too loudly.
talk show. And if we don't get it, we'll make it ourselves. Don't hate the media. Become the media.
I need to go someplace where a man